Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is James 5:16. Fervent prayer of a righteous person accomplishes much. Closer to the Greek text, fervent prayer of a righteous person has great power. May the Holy Spirit bless our meditation this morning as we consider the theme, the power of prayer. That prayer is to be a regular activity of a Christian is clear from numerous passages of Scripture. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Ask and it shall be given. In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I will, therefore, that people pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. So it is clear that as we rest with kindness, we are also to keep with Him. According to our text, our prayer is to be fervent. Not a mere recitation of some memorized formula, as is wont to occur with further prayers, and even the Lord's Prayer, but a fervent talking with them. Fervent, according to the dictionary, means ardent in feeling, burning, eager. The Greek term, energumeno, implies an activity which energizes us, gives us fear, imparts to us eagerness. But fervent prayer, eager request, ardent petitions in themselves accomplish nothing and have no power. I have in mind fervent appeals to such names as Baal, Zeus, or Jupiter, Isis, names and mere names of deities which, in the words of St. Paul, by nature, do not exist. That is what our text implies when it says, fervent prayer of a righteous person has great peace. In this context, a righteous person is one whose prayer is the voice of faith in Christ. He said, no one the way with peace and the light. No one comes unto the Father but by me. We have the right to speak to God, to call Him Father, because Jesus made us part of it. Looking to God in prayer presumes that we are also listening to Him as He speaks to us. In listening, we become conscious of our need, of our weakness, and of our sin, of our helplessness without God. We also hear His answer to our need. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. Where sin abounded, grace does much more abound. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. By faith hath made thee whole. There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. So a living, earnest, fervent prayer says, I believe this. Jesus, by His life, death, and resurrection, has opened for me the door to God. Certainly, the fervent prayer of a person made righteous by Christ presupposes that what we ask is to ask according to God's gracious will. Our prayers are to be framed in the confidence that all things work together for good to them that love God. Jesus Himself taught us to say, thy will be done. We do not demand of God that He agree with all our plans. We trust that in His love and wisdom, He will withhold from us those things that are foolish or hurtful, even though we may ask them of Him. Our text concludes, fervent prayer of a righteous person accomplishes much or has great power. effective in that it keeps a person close to God and to his Savior Jesus, and that it leads to a final understanding of God's will and brings us to a new commitment to follow God's direction. But prayer goes beyond it. It leads us into positive worshipful action. It becomes part of a worshipful life that gives praise and glory to God. When we as the people of Christ pray, and then receive the gifts that we need through Jesus now including, the bounds of our communication with God grows greater. The level of our commitment and consecration grows more pronounced, and the glory of God grows more brightly and warmly. But prayer goes still further. It's those who believe that God can add also the extras in our life, that we can grant a special blessing, special grace, for special moments in our life. Jacob wrestled with God and for God's benediction. The Syrophoenician woman did not let Jesus go. God effected changes in their lives. He answered their request, each in a unique way, but each in a blessed manner. He heard and he responded. Prayer made the difference. Prayer changes things. It can turn sorrow into triumph, sadness into joy. It can replace loneliness with comfort and reassurance. It can remove obstacles for us and lift us above our worries and cares and help us conquer pain. It echoes the confidence that faith gives, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The prayer life of Jesus should serve as our example. His prayers are associated with important events. At his baptism, after the day of miracles, before choosing the disciples, before the first prediction of the Passion, at the Transfiguration, and the return of the 70, before teaching the disciples how to pray, in Gethsemane and the cross. Once he withdraws into a desert for prayer, and once he spends a whole night in prayer, he exhorted the disciples to pray in the Gethsemane. He prayed for his enemy and for himself. In the quiet of our personal private meditation, in the beauty of our family togetherness, in the crisis of the crowd, in the moments we spend in God's house, wherever we may be and whatever life may hold for us, let us remember the things of our time. Fervent prayer of a righteous person has great strength. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.